Yeah, Navajo culture, it's slowly starting to die, which is really sad because I'm Navajo. I'm full Navajo, so it's very sad for me. But lately I've been trying to learn Navajo. I can speak some Navajo languages, and I can write in Navajo. I can sort of understand Navajo language, but I respect the traditions, like the taboos that we have, and all. Well, owls are kind of bad luck for us, so I try to stay away from them. If I see an owl, I know that'll be bad luck, so I take it as a sign. Or the eclipses, like lunar, solar, we're told to stay inside, not to drink anything, go to the restroom, eat anything, have all the electricity turned off. So that's what we did, or that's what we do, and we're not allowed outside. So that's kind of some of the things that we have. I had one Navajo class, and I went up to Navajo 2, which was actually really good, because I'm glad I learned more about it. Because I had a really good teacher, too, so she taught me a lot more. We did rug weavings, basket weavings in that class, and pottery making. So I got to learn about the Navajo art more, so I was really happy to do that. Well, I'm hoping to be a nurse or working at a hospital. I kind of want to come back here to help at the hospital here, but I also want to get out into the world and explore other cultures, too, so. But I'll always come back here.